I'm very happy now to welcome to the program Sultrim Gyatso. He is founder of the Tibetan Ecology Foundation. He made a film called Blood of the Earth, Colorado River, and he is taking people on environmental tours to Tibet. And also this Saturday, the 2nd of April, Sultrim Gyatso will be speaking at the Travel Bug bookstore at 5 in the afternoon right here in Santa Fe. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
So what kind of environmental problems, what kind of environmental situations are you looking at in Tibet?
We are looking at several different kinds of them. Most likely glaciers and water, fresh water issues. Tibet is a 7 major river sources of Asia that impact to, I will say, more than 30% of the world population is depends on rivers originate from Tibetan plateau. And it's also, you know, connected to the global warming. It's Tibet is all of the glaciers and snow mountains are disappearing.
And so you've got problems that are caused by glaciers melting, snowpack melting, most likely as a direct result of climate change.
Exactly. And then at the end, there is a man-made, particularly local issues are like we are going to have a dam, a lot of dams on the Yangtze River and Mekong River, in where the southeast east of Tibetan Plateau. I have some informations that I have know that they are going to have 12 dams. And one of the smallest dam will be like a Glen Dam on Colorado River. That's a huge. That would be the smallest one.
Right, right. So you've got snow melt and glacier melt. You've got dams that are in the process of being built or planned to be built. And you are taking people to look at this. Sounds like things that you can't do anything about.
Yeah, there's nothing really can do except really high authorities of Chinese government and probably some of the international environmental groups will be give a good impact on Chinese policymakers, decision makers. That will be much more good thing that if we can do something about it. And then there's, a lot of minings happening, and then there's a lot of environmental degradations. For example, like grass are too dry, grass roots are too dry and cracked down. And also some of, you know, Tibetan Plateau is like really a plateau, so it has lots of wind. And then it's a blew up all of the grassroots out, and then plus minings and constructions and new, you know, modern thing going on. So it's all required to dig down to the earth. So then under the grassroots, you have a lot of desert, you know, like sand, literally sand. And there are where the first curve, near to the first curve of the Yellow River, lot of huge, like 2-3 counties are turning into a literally desert. So some of the things are that interest for me is to help, how can I help for those? And then we came up with the idea of planting tree tours, like, you know, people from here that join our eco tours and go there and to plant trees.
So ecotourism as actually a way of helping to restore the landscape in certain parts of Tibet, especially near the rivers?
Not exactly around the river bank, but very close to the first yellow curve of the Yellow River. And it's really famous for being dry and being desert now. Just it happened last 20 years. Before that, that is a place where you can see lots of wildlife animals, like gazelles, blue sheep,
And those aren't there anymore?
No more anymore. Nothing there. They are much more moved towards to Himalaya and Changtang area, which is also a really, really beautiful place to view wildlife.
So you are hoping to take people, or you are taking people, on these eco tours. What will they do? They have the opportunity to see the landscape, learn about the landscape, plant trees.
Uh-huh. And also, my plan is to organize people and go there, see those animals, also documenting them. Either you can document rivers, a plant, because Tibetan Plateau is a very high elevation, there are certain plants only grows there. So I want volunteers, want to be to document those, taking pictures, maybe 1,000 to 2,000 words of articles, and we are going to archive those, because a lot of information that you can see from Chinese sources, there is a lot of things. Oh, we have about we have about 470 birds and thousand of plant, different kinds of plants, but they are not accessible. So I'm going to make people encourage, help us to archive them, document them. Glaciers, rivers, or lifestyle even, you know, how the environment impacting to the Tibetan people. For example, you know, we are nomadic life. Most of them are nomadic life. Now, if you go to nomadic town, most likely you will see motorbikes than horses.
Right.
So that's kind of change that we can see. And I hate to say this, but this is probably will be the last chance to see the nature of Tibet.
Before it's completely
exactly.
Changed and industrialized.
Now, yeah, industrialized is coming. You know, railway is connected to Tibet. Now it's going to connect to some other places too. But however, the mining is happening, rivers are damming, global is changing, and their lifestyle is changing. Probably this will be the last chance to see Tibet.
We're talking to Tsultrim Gyatso. So you are looking for Americans or Europeans, anybody who wants to go, I mean anybody at all who wants to go on this trip to Tibet. When do you go?
There are best times, you know, May, April. May will be very good to see the rivers and doing any other thing excepting the tree planting tour. Tree planting tour has to be planted and go before the the trees having borne the
the buds.
Yeah, the little buds coming out. After that, you cannot plant trees.
Right.
Other tours, visiting wildlife and birds and rivers, you can do much more. You know, I will recommend in summer, but tree planting tour has to be before about first week of April.
First week of April.
Yeah, and it's once a year.
It's once a year. Now, when people go on these tours, they also, do they get to see cities and monasteries and things like that?
Yeah, of course. You know, full of monasteries are all over in Tibet. It's doesn't matter you're taking a birds or anything. Almost every town you go, you will see a monastery. And probably every village that has some monastery by distance or very close to, it's because we are, you know, spiritual people. And of course, you can see holy sites, you know, Potala Palace and Jokong Temple and some other very famous Buddhist sect, holy monasteries.
Now, you grew up in Tibet and you were actually a monk for a while.
Yes, I was probably about 11 to 12 years. I'm not sure, because when I went to monastery, I was too young to remember that. However, I have experience of being a Tibetan Buddhist monk in Tibet. The monastery called Labrang Monastery. We have about 2,500 monks still.
And they are still practicing Tibetan Buddhism?
Yes, they still practice what the regular they have to do, study or philosophy debating or all of that ritual classes and stuff like that.
Now, you are also working with Tibetan travel companies, travel agencies.
Yes. One of the reason that we are doing this Tibet Eco Tour is to fundraising for Tibetan Ecology Foundation's programs, projects that we do in Tibet. And then, you know, I feel like, you know, to have a profitable and give people have some sort of, you know, they feel like their spending money is for worthwhile, for something. That's the best way to fundraising. I don't think it's just to go to ask them, hey, I'm doing this, give me money. So another thing is that tour will support the local Tibetan businesses in Tibet. So we are patronizing Tibetan-owned hotels, restaurants, and transportations, and travel agents.
And you're also doing, as part of the eco tour, some river cleanup.
Yes, exactly. You know, I've been there for a long time. I was grew up in Amdo, and I lived in Lhasa for the last 6 years. And then at that time, you know, I'm really, I have taken photos here.
Yeah, there's some amazing before and after photographs, which we would show people on the radio if we could.
Right. But those rivers, I took those photos. You know, rivers are has to be cleaned up. This river is a tributary of Dharmaputra River. And then all of these cities or villages or people don't really have a culture of to concept of to clean up the rivers or recycling culture, nothing like that. So we wanted to take tour groups and to show either both ways, you know, go to see them or to see clean up the rivers.
So what are your goals for the Tibetan Ecology Foundation?
Oh, the goal of Tibetan Ecology Foundation, I wanted to promote Tibet ecology, environment, because it's really, really in danger now, you know, sense of very emergency, because once all of these industrial come into Tibet, Tibet will be no longer same as before. So we wanted to promote Tibet. And we want another thing is we do education materials. We wanted to do that Tibetans can access Tibetan language, their own language. They can understand global and the planet, because there's not really much Tibetan language environmental materials in Tibet.
Right, right. Now you made this film about the Colorado River called Blood of the Earth. And that has actually been translated with Tibetan subtitles.
Yes, totally. It's a Tibetan subtitle. It's a it's kind of, you know, these days you can do DVD stuff that you can have subtitle or no subtitle.
Right.
But also, I hired a Tibetan local TV company that to voice over. And so now the DVD has the voiceover in an audio track, and also you can have Tibetan subtitles.
So all of this is happening. You're based here in Santa Fe. The tours to Tibet go basically whenever there are enough people to go on them?
There are certain, I have made certain dates for birds watching tours, and also planting tour, of course, that's very important. And also wildlife in Qiangtang area, which is north of Tibet, has lots of wild yaks and Tibetan antelope, which is famous for being well-known Tibet wildlife. And all of that has to be certain date. And I have all of those in the website, what days are the best days for viewing wildlife, birds, or planting trees.
And the website is TibetanEcology.org. You can also go to treesfortibet.com. Both of those are websites that will tell you more about these
yes,
tours.
Yes, exactly. Treesfortibet.com, a guy that he's also from East Tibet, and he lives in UK, and he's a father and him to both together, they're really concerned about their grassland. Of course, I mean, grass is turning into desert. So he's over there, and he sometimes singing and have some concerts and sell the tickets and try to do some fundraising for it. And then I suggest them, why don't you just take a tours, plant trees? And also possible that, you know, people will be interested to help you. And then that's why we are kind of helping each other to doing this tree planting tour.
Tsultrim Gyatso is founder of the Tibetan Ecology Foundation. Once again, they're on the web at TibetanEcology.org. He's a filmmaker, and the other website is treesfortibet.com. Now, do you ever take school groups over to do tree planting and ecological tours and things like that?
One of my plan is I really, really like these school kids, American school kids that can go to Tibet, see Tibet, and planting trees. Because, you know, they are going to have fun. They're going to have see the cities, see the different people and landscape. And plus, they are going to plant tree 1 or 2 days. And then, you know, next day you get in hotel and you don't really, I don't think they will feel it's hard work.
It's not going to be,
think it's be for
2 weeks of labor.
No, it's not like that. It's you go there and probably 5 days you see around, you know, mountains and wildlife and stuff. And also we organize specialist, one of my friend who is a Canadian, he's a biologist and he studied Tibet biology and he got a PhD from studying Tibet ecology. And he's going to willing to talk to people about ecology, about Tibetan wildlife and stuff. So I really wanted to encourage these young American students go there planting trees and, you know, talk to people, local people and international experts to see, you know, talk about this wildlife.
Is there a phone number at which people can reach you?
Yes. My phone number is 847-772-1430.
Say that again. 847?
847-772-1430.
And you're going to be speaking at the Travel Bug Bookstore.
Yes. Travel Bug Bookstore, they organize really good slideshows and travel awareness, and they give you free place to present your presentation. So I'm really thankful for them to being there and to do my slideshow. And of course, I'm going to talk about environment and also going to talk about how you get there. What's the, you know, what you have to concern, what kind of culture barrier, what kind of travel service I do, and stuff like that.
And that's, once again, Saturday, the 2nd of April at 5 o'clock in the afternoon at the Travel Bug here in Santa Fe.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Tsultrim Gyatso, thanks for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
All right. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. And my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz.